This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Vermont Fish and Wildlife Board is considering changes to the state's hunting regulations that would expand the archery season and a change that would allow hunters to use crossbows during that season. Mark Scott is the Wildlife Director of the Fish and Wildlife Department. He says the proposed changes were based on hunters' demands. Currently, 6,000 Vermonters use crossbows through a special provision for people with disabilities. That's out of 20,000 total archery licenses. As archery numbers decline, Scott says allowing crossbows could allow those numbers to pick up again. And he adds that all archery, including crossbows, are an important mechanism for managing the deer herd.
The archery hunting is actually a great activity to do it in places where sometimes it's difficult for hunters to get access to the land with a firearm to hunt. You know, those places being around urban areas, around cities.
Some bow hunters say crossbows don't require the same skill and should not be allowed in the archery season, but Scott disagrees.
I would still argue the challenge is still there, is that any hunter is going to have to still spend a lot of time scouting in the woods, and they're still going to have all the odds be in their favor to get close to a deer in order to successfully harvest one.
One of those hunters who doesn't support the change is Roy Kilburn, president of the Vermont Bow Hunters Association, and he joins us now. Roy, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
What is the view of the Bow Hunters Association on this issue and these proposed changes?
Well, the view or the position of the Vermont Bow Hunters Association is that the crossbow is a viable weapon to be able to use, and we support that use. The only problem is that we feel that it is not a bow and therefore should not be used during the archery season. We think that it should be a separate season with a separate license.
Well, for those of us who are not familiar with bows, give us a thumbnail sketch of the difference between a crossbow and a regular bow that you would use during hunting or archery season.
Okay, well, first of all, the definition of a bow is that it is handheld, hand-drawn. All the energy that goes into the projectile is put there by the archer pulling back the string and releasing it. The crossbow, and I'll read the new definition that the department has put into the statutes. The crossbow means a device consisting of a bow mounted to a rigid stock for discharging bolts, which is what they call the arrows, and having a mechanical means to hold and release and draw the string. The bolt means the short projectile for the crossbow that resembles the arrow. The crossbow shall have a minimum draw weight of 125 pounds and a working safety and a stock no less than 25 inches. The stock means basically the wooden or metal part of the rifle that contains the trigger and the barrel.
Use that word rifle, and it does sound to me like a crossbow operates a little bit like a gun would, where you're pressing a trigger to release the arrow, the weapon, towards its target, whereas the bow that most people are more familiar with, it takes the person's arm, drawing back, as you said, using your own strength, and then releasing the arrow. Is that a fair description?
Yeah.
Well, right now, crossbows can be used by people with a disability or if they have a physician's note. Are you in support of crossbows for folks like that who maybe can't draw back a bow?
Yes, we are. We think that that's a really good law that was passed back in 1979. And what it did was allow everyone that wanted to take up the sport of archery or bow hunting the ability to do so. But there's certain requirements of the sport that need to be thought about when you take up bow hunting.
And it sounds like what Fish and Wildlife is proposing here is expanding that use of the crossbow to folks that wouldn't necessarily have a disability that could perhaps use a regular bow but would choose to use the crossbow instead?
Yeah, that's the proposal.
And what is it about that you find most objectionable?
Well, one of the main things is that the public and the hunters don't want the crossbow. And in the new 10-year big game management plan, even the plan says to defer crossbows until more popular and effective methods have been used to harvest enough deer.
Is safety part of an issue with this, Roy? Because I can imagine that, especially when you're talking about younger people, the trigger release on a crossbow, it seems to me like something that once that thing is done, if it's done by accident, boom, it's gone. Whereas if you're drawing back that bow, there's maybe a little more safety involved in that you've got more time to draw it on your target, et cetera. Is that part of the concern here?
Safety is definitely a concern. You've got two weapons as opposed to one. You've got a regular bow, which is attached to the end of the forestock, and you've got a gun. The gun has a safety, but once you take that safety off, all it is pulling the trigger. You also have a loaded bow. When you're hunting with a crossbow, the string is always pulled back and the arrow is always in position to fire, which makes the bow more dangerous than a regular bow when it's not pulled back.
And there are over 24 states that allow crossbow hunting. You've done some research into this. What have those states found?
Michigan started allowing crossbows in 2009. There were 286,000 bow licenses sold in that 2008. 23,000 of those were permit. They had the same handicap law that we did. The other rest, the 263,000 bow hunters, made up the difference. In 5 years, in 2013, that 22,000 went up to 163,000. So that's almost 100,000 decline in bow hunters. Those figures are devastating. And what it does show those figures is that there's an increase in sales of only maybe 5 to 10%, whereas it's a switch from using a regular bow to a crossbow.
And what's the next step here?
Well, it goes out to the public for their public hearings. I think there's going to be probably 8 or 9 of them all through the state, because this is such a big impact to hunters. After that, it's the second vote, and that's the critical one that the board makes. That's when they change their mind or, you know, go ahead with what they've already done. But there's a lot of debate. All we feel is that it needs to be a separate season. You mentioned the extension of the archery season. Well, the department is going to monitor these two proposals for 3 years. So if you're going to monitor the information, you need to separate the two. You need to know how many crossbow hunters there are and how many deer that they harvest. And then you also need to know how many bow hunters there are and how many increased deer have been harvested because of that. Then they can go forward at the end of the 3 years and go into the second phase of this project.
Roy Kilburn is the president of the Vermont Bow Hunters Association. Thanks so much for taking the time to speak with us.
You're welcome.
And you can give your comments to the Fish and Wildlife Board on their website. We'll have a link at vpr.net.